Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We are live at Voices of Dentistry, and I got my trusty co-host, Gabe Olson, next to me.
Good morning. Yeah. Nice to feel good.
Yeah, it is a good morning, right? Day two of Voices. Generally, you're not like this. Feeling good, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know what happened yesterday. I kind of ran out of gas, and it did me good for this morning. So.
Yeah, well, you're geared up for another day. We would be remiss without mentioning our longtime only sponsor, Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Growler Station, bourbon selection, and wine. When you're out in the Black Hills visiting Mount Rushmore, you should stop in and quench your thirst.
Nice.
Yes. All right, we got a great guest, Rania Saleh. From Oryx Dental Software. Did we get all that right?
You did.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Nailed it.
We nailed it. We're good. Tell us your story. I want to hear your story.
So I'm a dentist by training. I had the practice that I started from scratch. I was going through the COIS Center. I really loved the principles. I really loved the systematic approach. And I know you've done it.
Same.
You know what I'm talking about. And my practice was growing at a very nice rate. Then I got pregnant with twins. I had to be on bed rest. I thought my associates would just carry on. And my practice went in free fall. I was losing money. I should not stress, but I was so stressed, and I couldn't figure out what went wrong. And then I realized that the great patient experience, the great process, was what I learned at the COIS Center and I had in my head. It's that systematic approach, presenting to the patient and having them accepting treatment plan. So our acceptance rate diminished drastically. And this is when I got the associates to sit next to me in my hospital bed. And I'm like, let's go through this again. Why didn't we present it this way? And I realized it had to be more efficient. And this is how Oryx started. So I started the software that would guide you through an exam and treatment plan. And then I showed it to John. He got super excited about it. And this is how Oryx started.
Tell us more about the software. So this is an independent software, like it for your whole practice.
Yeah. It doesn't replace your practice management software.
It does replace your practice management software. So it's a cloud-based practice management software where it's all-inclusive. You don't need any third-party add-ons, and we mean it.
So if you're Eaglesoft or Dentrix, whatever, you can replace that with the software.
You can replace it, and you can replace most... all of your add-ons, so like the imaging, the reminders, the reviews, reporting, all of it.
Tell us
how this works.
Yeah. Tell us more about it. Like you talked about sitting in the bed with your associates, like this going through the treatment plan. Like, tell us what the software does for us that Dentrix wouldn't.
Yeah. So. When I started this vision, for me, the patient experience was super important. So we want to engage the patients very early on. And with this software, they call your office or they book their appointment online. They get a link to complete the forms. We recreated the COIS forms in a very engaging way. So patients are seeing picture-based, asking them, do you have recession? Showing them a picture of recession, showing them the conditions. And you have a very, very thorough medical and dental history before you see the patient, so you can kind of know their risk and they're a bit primed to come and see you. Then they get in your chair and we have like an app to take their photos in 2 minutes. We make the data collection super efficient between scanning and taking photos. then they go through a 10-minute exam, and we've timed hundreds of dentists doing that exam. It's a systematic exam, 10 minutes. You don't have to be co-trained, very straight to the point. You finish your exam, your risk assessment is generated. A report is generated to the patient with their own photos, their own radiographs. You hit generate, your progress notes are done, and your treatment plan is done. So,
does billing as well, insurance, all of the other things that you need it to do?
That's a necessity, yeah.
Yes, for sure. How well is it? So it's cloud-based.
It is.
So it's easy for me to log in from anywhere to see how my practice is going?
Correct.
And is there like a dashboard that you can see to kind of like summarize the days, or do you got to pull individual reports? What does that look like from a I have a dental office back in Western Nebraska. I don't go to, you know, work in very often. So what does that look like for me? Like if I switched, I could log in and see some key areas?
Yeah, you go to your dashboard, you're going to see the production, the collection, see which dentist is doing that, what patient showed up, which ones didn't, which ones needed treatment and actually scheduled treatment, which ones needed follow-ups. You can look at a pie chart that gives you patients that accepted treatment, did not schedule, and all of these reports you can drill more and more into it. Filter it any way you want, create campaigns, and send to these patients.
3D imaging sometimes is a Achilles heel for cloud-based. How do you keep track of those ginormous files?
We don't store it in Oryx. What many of our users do is they get a short screen recording of what they need from that CBCT and upload that into Oryx, but not the full file. Huh.
So the full file would stay on like the local server or wherever you're backing that up, correct?
Yes. But on the 2D imaging lives in Oryx.
So all 2D imaging lives in Oryx. So right. Whether we're using, like, say we use Acteon's imaging, like that would, it would store in Oryx.
Exactly.
Have you worked with Acteon before?
Yes, they're amazing.
Perfect, perfect. I'm going to mix me a drink because I got a few questions for you.
Go ahead.
So where, I'm going to get a little nosy while we're doing, where is your practice located?
Right outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay. Nice.
Beltway. You couldn't be farther from John, right?
Exactly. Okay, the other Washington.
Yeah, right? Like, so, you know, for me, I actually had a friend that I'd done all my continuing education with, and we'd always done it together, and we'd signed up for John because we'd heard great things, and then we got out of sync, so Mike had gone first. And at the first break, he called me, and he goes, you have to come. And I was like, well, I will. I said, I just, like, you know, it's time consuming, you know, to go out there because it's such a long deal. And he said, never mind. He goes, I'm going to sign you up for the first one. And he goes, I'm going to pay for it. And he goes, if you don't like it, you don't have to pay me back. And it's like $6,000. I mean, it's a lot of money. It and I was is. Like, okay, like, whatever. So I went. By the first break, I'd gone out front, and she's not there anymore. I'm trying to think of her name. But I went out front, and I just, like, I would like to sit out. I signed up for the other 8 courses.
Same for me.
Yeah, and I, so... I did all 9 courses in 11 months. I just I have to know this now. Like I couldn't go any farther. And you know, he didn't have a lot of this has been a while ago. This is in the early 2000s. So he didn't have a lot of the things that he offers today. You know, and I remember when he was able to you could buy the forms in PDF form, fillable PDF forms, you know, and buy them. And you know, hell, I still have access to them today through my portal. And I just remember, like this is, like, the nicest, easiest way to go through a health history. And so you've kind of recreated these things and put them into, is it editable, though? Like, what if we had a specific question we'd like to add to ours?
Yeah, you have the ability to create any form with Oryx, and you have the ability to create any questionnaire. So for our sleep doctors, they have their own questionnaires. For people that are heavy on implants, they want a different type of questionnaire. And you can customize what you want to be sent to what patients. So the workflows and the customization is a big thing that was considered building Oryx.
Yeah, so for me, like we have a... So Implant Pathway operates in conjunction with a nonprofit dental clinic. And the nonprofit dental clinic screens all the patients for the live surgical components and does the comp exams and the x-rays and all the things and then puts them in. Well, what we're struggling with, and I have to be honest, you know, is we run on Dentrix, and the Acteon software doesn't really link with Dentrix. You know, like we have a link button that goes to that patient's Acteon software, but the x-rays don't live within Dentrix. Also, we want to grade the patients. Like, we have a lot of different courses. Like, we have intro implant courses, we have a sinus course, we have advanced bone grafting courses and things. And what I'm asking you is, if would it be possible to create within Oryx the ability to grade the patients as they come and be able to store them and say, hey, listen, like, John Doe comes in and has an edentulous site number 14 and would be good for a session 4 course. You know, Jane Doe comes in and needs a sinus on one side and needs two fillings and some stuff. Like, is that customization possible?
Yes. So we have tags for anything you can imagine, and you can count them anything you want. So you can say, this is a sinus lift case, this is that, and then you can filter and say, get me all the patients that have this flag.
Hold on. Huska!
He's overworking the room.
I know, but... oh, he's on his way. Pull up a chair.
Where'd the name come from? I'm always curious how things get named. How did you come up with a name for that?
It was just available. It was easy.
Nice.
Nothing big.
All right. At the 12-minute mark, we've rounded up Papa Randalicious, a.k.a. Randy Huska.
Some homeless guy walking by.
Yeah, a.k.a. So... Randy is also on the board of directors for the nonprofit.
I'm that guy.
Randy runs.
Or could also be that guy. Go ahead.
Rania has a software company that is a cloud-based software that John Coyce and her have been working in conjunction with.
Right.
And so I was asking her about being able to do comp exams and bring patients into a system like the New Horizon, where we have, we live together in the fact that we have so many of these patients can be treated in a course for no fee. But what we're doing right now with Dentrix is we have these Google Docs that we fill out, which is redundancy, because Dentrix can't flag me like John Doe comes in. Yeah, needs two crowns of filling, needs scaling, and has an implant for session 4. And her software can check those boxes, and we could filter from edentulous sites. Could we even filter like could we make it where this is a grade A single implant site?
Yeah.
Like, because what we do in the courses is we try to give some doctors that are new to it coming in, like easier cases, you know, and we grade them A's, or, you know, we could do whatever, or a C to maybe somebody that's like looking for that more advanced course. But right now we're adding, we run this through a Google Doc that puts it into a database, because Dentrix doesn't have the ability to sort those patients like that.
You have the level of customization to sort anything any way you'd like.
What does that look like? Like, can we go, is there a demo that you could give us sometime?
Absolutely.
Where are you guys based out of?
The company is based out of Seattle.
Okay.
This may, this could
solve some problems.
Oh boy. You know, because, you know, one of the things we're running into is like how we intake the patients into the program. And we, you know, having a million different users, not everybody, like we have a implant coordinator that is in charge of putting all the cases together. But we've had to create these Google Docs because there's no mechanism within Dentrix to be able to sort out an edentulous number 14. Like, we haven't found anybody that was able in Dentrix that's been able to do that.
The Dentrix folks can't figure it out, huh?
No, because because Dentrix isn't customizable.
No.
You know what I mean? Like the feature is either there or it's not. And if you called them and said, hey, I need to add this button, what would their, like, and this isn't unique to Dentrix. This would be the same with Eaglesoft or anywhere else. Because our clinic is not like every other clinic.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, like we've given away $30 million worth of implant dentistry since April of 2018. So
we need to work on your collections.
I think you got a collections problem.
We do. We were supposed to charge for this stuff?
You got a 0% collections rate? You're knocking it out of the park.
He's still trying to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing very well.
That's the best joke this morning.
But those are, we'd love to get a demo sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to show you the software
in
depth.
Yeah, I want to find a time where I can get all the doctors in the clinic together and the board members to look at the software and ask. I'd like them to be able to ask you the questions of like,
can you download a demo that they can screw around with before and then someone stop by?
You don't need the download. I just give you a link and
or
it's on the web.
All cloud based.
Yeah.
What do you use?
So I use something that nobody else uses, and it's cloud-based. It's Mogo. You may or may not have heard of it. I've had it since 1993, and I just never switched it. And it went cloud-based probably 5-6 years ago, and I went with it. I'm familiar with it, so I stick with it.
Oh.
But, like, Yappy doesn't work with it. I mean, like, she said she could maybe try to figure it out, da-da-da, and then I just let her slide, you know, and...
Are you familiar with Yappy?
I am.
Is there anything that Yappy does that you don't?
No.
Fair.
Is it subscription-based so much per month?
It is subscription-based.
And are there add-ons?
No add-ons.
I'm sorry if you guys already covered some of
this. No, we didn't
cover
We haven't got to this part yet.
Like texting appointments, all that type of stuff.
That's all of it is included. And we want it to be very, and you've known this from the COI Center, like transparency is really important. So when we said all inclusive, it's really all inclusive, everything you need to run a practice. And we wanted it to be one price where there's no surprises. We're not going to tell you went over your texting quota or you went over your storage quota. One price. I mean, we lose money on some of the very large ones, and we make it on the smaller ones. And but it's transparency and pricing.
So would it scare you that we are looking at a scenario where we could possibly have 40 chairs and 70 computers that you could access this to?
Not at all. We have this exact setting in New Zealand, actually, where we can't even support them. And they love the software, and they're like, we want it, although we know that we're on a different time zone, and you can barely support us for a couple of hours a day, and it's working.
Yeah, it really helps your IT problem when they're all asleep and the other guys are working. It just makes your IT problems go a lot smoother.
So that would... So we're imagining a larger clinic than we have today. We have 16 chairs today. We're imagining a larger clinic where you could possibly have 36 chairs. And then probably 36 chairs, probably 10 doctor's offices that would also have it. So there's 46. And then a treatment planning room where we'd have another 10 or 12 You know, like literally we could have 60.
Which is the good thing about cloud-based. You don't have servers. You don't. I love cloud-based.
You don't have these limitations, so.
Yeah, many people log in. Do you charge more per, like my, if I go over like 10 workstations or something, then I, you know, it costs, I think, $50 more.
Are you okay with speaking of fees with this?
Yeah, it's fine. So we charge typically per location, but then when we get to the DSOs or to the very larger organizations, then there's more pricing discussions.
So is it okay. If there's multiple workstations in one location, is
it
more
matter.
One pay, or like if you have satellite offices, is it just number of workstations, or is it just so much for?
It's per location, and it matters once you get past a certain number of doctors.
Sure. Okay. But you know, still though, I mean. I don't know how Dentrix and all those work. You pay so much for the program, then you still pay your monthly whatever, I assume, correct?
Yes.
So now you just have your monthly whatever. But not that initial. Well, I didn't anyway. Initial investment. It was just start paying.
So tell us about, I mean, you don't have to talk numbers, but like, is there an initial investment or is it a, do you just start? Is there a contract length?
No, you basically just start, and you'll start seeing the saving right away. Because when we did the math for most dental offices, they don't realize it, but they spend $1,500 to $2,500 a month once they have their IT bill on the support, the backups, and on the third-party add-ons. So with Oryx, you're just paying $5.99 a month. We have a commitment for a year. When you first sign
that's
in,
that's pretty fair.
Just because we spend a lot of time onboarding you, doing all the training for your team. We have a lot of one-on-one training. We have someone that goes and customizes your software. Because like you said, each office is unique. Someone wants to open the online scheduling. Someone wants to have the virtual consults. And we help them navigate that.
So you could help us with a virtual consultation?
Yes.
Like what I really love to do. So one of the things that happened, Randy has a bit of a following. His daughter was once on Teen Mom on MTV, and so when we do some things, we get a lot of people from across the country that are looking for our services, and it's impossible for them. So we don't mind them coming in from all over the country to fix them, but like, it's not really worth their time to come down because we have to do a consultation, and, you know, and with COVID, if they're sick, like we could still do a consultation, you know, if, say they had COVID, we could still do a virtual consultation and back a lot of that time that was taken in the clinic out. And so you're saying like, we could, like, that's something we can create.
Yeah. That's a workflow that many of our users do. Many of our sleep doctors that have, like they're pioneers in the area. They have one location and people are referring to them from everywhere. So we make that referral process really easy where patients could go get their scans and get the forms completed. And now they have a fully documented patient that they've never seen that they go online and discuss.
So is your virtual consult, is that video or is it?
Video.
Okay.
And like, what an opportunity for us to like, and they could even schedule their own appointment if they wanted to.
Correct.
Can we ask them questions that we would be like, okay, this is a 60-minute, you know, initial exam, or if they come in, could we ask them enough questions where we might be able to give them more time based upon their answers?
Yeah, so that's what we, like in my practice, this is how we triage patients. If someone is high-risk perio, they come on a day the periodontist is there. If someone is high-risk cosmetics or the crowding that they're bothered about, we bring them on a day the orthodontist is there. So you can do that type of triaging.
How many users do you have? Don't ask yet. how long have you been in business?
We've been in business 6 years.
Okay.
We launched the first product about 2 years into the company, and it was just the medical dental history and the clinical. And then we decided to have a full-on software,
okay, gotcha.
Just because of the difficulty of integrating with on-premise software.
It's
Does John Coyce use this software himself?
Yes, he does.
Does Dean use it in the practice there?
Yes.
That's all I need. I would tell you like, oh, I'll call them and find out. Like, no, like, I know John. Like, if John uses it, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, and John is constantly texting me. Let's make this different. Let's do this. Let's do that. And we have a great, great community of users that all want to improve the software. So we're constantly changing and accommodating what our user base needs.
Send you ideas. You know, hey, can you do this? Can you make it so I can get to this page from that page? Get to the EDOS prescription, whatever, from the schedule page instead of going to a looker.
Tell me about prescriptions. Like, we can do the electronic scripts and stuff through it.
You can do e-prescribing with Oryx.
Yeah, because we have to here. So, yeah, we're gonna schedule a demo. You know, whatever. We'll talk. You know, like, whatever it takes to get our team and our board. I think the board should be on it, sure, as well as the all the doctors, so we can ask some questions.
That'd be good timing.
Well, super good timing. Because one of the things that we've tasked, we've had some issues in bringing doctors in and bringing patients into the system and getting them all the comp exams that we need. Because if there was a way to speed this process up or getting them. Like, if they could walk in the door and they had all their forms filled out, like, that might be a half the battle, you know?
Forms are filled out. If you had a virtual consult, you already saw this, that, or whatever. In a private office, you could schedule treatment. You know, you got your consult pretty well done. Yeah.
I agree. That would be amazing. Like, especially to have a snapshot of what they're coming in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, the patient has already said, like, in a virtual consult, are you missing teeth? Well, yes, I am. Like, you know, do you, like, we could ask some questions that could really dive into what would help us for that initial exam.
Yeah, and I'll show you when I do the demo, the software already does that and gives the patient a score in four different areas, their teeth, their gums, their bite and jaw joint, and their smile.
And their checking account.
Yeah, do we do a soft credit pull on them and like remember, I don't charge.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you got to work on that.
You do have a general dentist here, you know. So
yeah, I know. Well,
we're a for-profit clinic masquerading as a nonprofit.
Well, the NFL's a nonprofit. I am super excited.
Yeah.
What's your availability next week? Like, we would want to do something fairly soon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we'd want to set something up where, now, you being on that East Coast time zone, we are in mountain time here. Is there anything, any opportunity for us to do something like at the 5 o'clock hour or beyond?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always hate asking someone to do that, but like, the reality is our clinic, you know, like, we're stocked with patients, you know, for months, and to be able to do something within the day and get all the people to watch that should, impossible.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, and this would also allow them to go home and log in from their own home and watch the presentation and ask with it, so they don't have to stay at the shop and then have a, you know, hour drive back, because some of them drive a long ways to get to work. So,
yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, well, when we're off air, we'll...
One of the things I like on cloud-based, which is just for me, when we're probably... I can sit home watching Yellowstone, typing up my notes on my laptop, you know, or logging anywhere, logging here, logging. I like cloud-based. And I like the simplicity of it.
Oh, okay, so tell me about... Tell me about how and what you do for cybersecurity. I know friends that have had ransomware and all the other things. Like,
I know a guy that had his Instagram hacked.
That was a nightmare. A nightmare. Just podcast material for another day, but we already did it. So I think that's a really big thing today.
In
cybersecurity, how do you deal with that?
So, like, on a very low level, we're the only cloud software company right now with the two-factor authentication with the rolling key, so that adds a lot of security in terms of how people use their usernames, their passwords, logging in from outside the office. But then we have a team that deals with the security, with how they back up the information, how we encrypt it, and we follow on the HIPAA guidelines in the US and PIPEDA in Canada.
Yeah.
That's very important.
It's super important. I like the two-factor, and I also like the rolling. Like those are all things. You know, before Christmas, I was a little bit oblivious to it, and I had my Instagram account hacked and fully taken over, and it took 10 days, and knowing someone fairly high on the food chain with Instagram, Facebook, to be able to regain my account. And I also know, Lambert and Chattern had ransomware, and, you know, $10,000 or we're going to wipe your deal off. And, he had a backup. So he elected not to pay it, but he lost
a day or two.
Yeah, so, you know, he unplugged from the internet and wiped all his own computers, and then he lost a couple of days by, like, doing all that. And
I do love never having to back up.
You take care of it for us.
Yeah, we take care of it, and you're back up in 30 minutes, maybe.
That's what about internet lag? I mean, do you have a minimum speed required, I assume, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, even in the most remote areas in the US and Canada, we're fine with the internet speed. That's not an issue. It allows you to do everything you need to do.
And, you know, my concern always was, well, you know, back in the day, internet would drop, you know, it would go off. You'd have troubles and everything. But, hell, I ran mine off a hotspot off my phone when the internet went down or something.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Because people always say, well, my internet goes down all the time. So,
you know, the extreme remote areas are a little tricky, but anymore, I mean, just about anybody can grab a gigabyte of internet without too much trouble. Gigabyte comes to the house.
It's so much different than it used to be.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was fun. We're gonna sign off, and we're gonna talk some real shop here in just a second. So, thank you for joining us here on Dennis Implants and Worms. I've got your contact information. We'll put that in the show notes. Anybody that is interested in learning more about this software can email you.
Can email me or go to the website and book a demo. OryxDentalSoftware.com.
O-R-Y-X, dentalsoftware.com. I think everyone should go there and check it out. So from Dennis Implant Worms, Voices of Dentistry 2022, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Cheers.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.